Katra Podcast Conversations for the Curious Essential Knowledge Simplified, your gateway to essential ideas that matter most. Do you ever feel it? That creeping sense of overwhelm when you read the news, scroll through headlines, or just look at the sheer scale of the challenges facing our world?
Yeah, absolutely.
You care, you truly do, but then maybe there's that tiny voice whispering, what can I possibly do?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a pang of guilt, a touch of frustration, wondering if your individual voice can truly matter in the grand scheme of things. If so, you are absolutely not alone in that feeling.
Definitely not. It's widespread.
Welcome to the Deep Dive, where we try to cut through the noise and, you know, get to the heart of what really matters. Today, we're plunging into Paul Rogat-Loeb's profoundly insightful book, Soul of a Citizen, Living with Conviction in a Cynical Time.
A really important book.
Yeah. We've pulled together comprehensive summaries of this work to extract its most powerful insights, tailored just for you.
And our mission today is clear, right?
Exactly. It's to slice through that pervasive sense of futility, to truly understand how countless ordinary people, just like you, have ignited meaningful social change.
And crucially, how that journey itself can bring profound personal meaning.
It's not about those grand televised gestures we sometimes imagine. It's about reclaiming your own agency and finding your role in shaping the world around you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm incredibly enthusiastic about this deep dive because, well, it tackles a feeling so many of us share, and it offers a surprisingly empowering path forward.
And this book's timely relevance couldn't be clearer. I mean, in an era saturated with information, often polarized opinions, and deep divisions.
It's overwhelming.
It is. And understanding how to move from that sort of passive concern to active, meaningful engagement is more critical than ever.
Yeah.
Loeb gives us a roadmap, really, not just for action, but for understanding the internal landscape that either helps or hinders that action.
So who is this guide leading us on this journey? Let's talk about Paul Rogat-Loeb. He's an American social activist, author, lecturer. He's dedicated his whole career to exploring citizen responsibility and political involvement. He's currently an affiliate scholar at Seattle University Center for Ethical Reflection.
And what makes Loeb's authority on this subject, I think, really unique is that it doesn't come from, say, a traditional academic tower or a political office.
Right.
Instead, it's forged from decades of immersive grassroots research. We're talking thousands of in-depth interviews with an incredibly diverse group.
Like who?
Well, seasoned activists, students just finding their voice, and even those folks who remain deeply cynical and disengaged. He's truly a participant observer, you know? He's living the questions he explores, which gives his work this profound authenticity.
So he's not just a theorist then, he's more like a chronicler of lived experiences.
Exactly.
Bridging that gap we often feel between abstract democratic ideals and the messy, emotional, sometimes psychological realities of actually trying to make a difference.
Mm. And you can see this consistent focus in his previous work, too, like Generation at the Crossroads, Apathy in Action on the American Campus. He's been on this beat for a long time, offering practical wisdom for ordinary citizens.
That makes sense. So his approach feels very relatable because he really understands the internal battles we face, probably because he's heard them directly so many times.
Precisely. And his personal background, you know, his Jewish heritage and a family history of social engagement, that further informs his perspective. It draws on traditions of social justice that emphasize individual accountability for collective well-being.
Okay, let's get to the core of Soul of a Citizen. What's the main idea here?
Right. At its heart, Loeb's book is a direct and, frankly, powerful rebuttal to that pervasive political cynicism and those feelings of powerlessness we just talked about.
Yeah, that feeling of what's the point?
Exactly. He argues that meaningful social change isn't created by superhuman figures or these dramatic singular events. Instead, it's the cumulative result, the buildup, of countless small, persistent, and often imperfect actions taken by everyday citizens.
Which raises that big question, doesn't it? Why do so many well-intentioned, caring individuals stay on the sidelines when faced with huge problems like climate change or social injustice?
Yeah, how can they overcome this paralysis? Loeb tackles this head on.
And his answer, what does he say?
Well, it's profound, really. He says the journey begins not with having all the answers or waiting for the perfect moment.
Which never comes.
Right. But by confronting our internal barriers, doubt, cynicism, and what he calls the myth of the perfect standard.
The myth of the perfect standard. I like that.
Yeah. And by finding community, embracing the often slow process of change, and redefining what success even looks like, ordinary people can absolutely reclaim their agency. They can contribute to a more just and sustainable world.
And the beautiful part.
They find deep personal meaning along the way. It's like a guidebook for the heart and mind of the aspiring citizen.
It really sounds like it serves as both a mirror, you know, reflecting our common feelings back to us to validate them, and a window showing us a tangible path out of that state of learned helplessness.
Well put.
Okay, let's unpack this then. Let's dive deeper into the journey from apathy to action. Loeb starts by diagnosing the core problem, that frustrating gap between what we value and how we actually act. Why do we care so much, yet sometimes do so little?
A key insight Loeb offers here is his concept of the cynical smirk.
The cynical smirk.
Yeah, it's this pervasive cultural attitude that sort of dismisses idealism and sincerity as naive. He argues it's often a convenient, almost intellectual excuse for inaction. It lets us feel intelligent, maybe even superior, while avoiding the difficult, messy work of engagement. It's almost a defense mechanism.
I know that smirk. It's like we're too cool, too smart to actually believe change is possible. So once this cynical smirk takes hold, what does Loeb say are its real-world consequences? How does it show up?
Well, it leads directly to what he calls learned helplessness. People express deep concern about issues. You know, they feel it.
Yeah.
But then they quickly follow up with all the reasons why nothing can be done. They paralyze themselves before they even start. He stresses it's not an inherent trait, but something taught. A defense mechanism reinforced by a culture that often pushes individual consumerism over collective responsibility.
That's a powerful diagnosis. Yeah. It validates those feelings of being overwhelmed, but also challenges the excuses we might make.
Exactly. And this section is crucial for that reason.
But Loeb doesn't leave us stuck in that cynical mire, which is where it gets really interesting, I think. He pivots to the solution.
Yes.
He emphasizes that the spark for getting involved is rarely some dramatic, life-altering event. It's often something much more personal and relatable.
That's a really powerful point Loeb makes. The spark for action is often a personal connection, a friend's story, maybe a local issue that affects you directly, or an article that just hits close to home. And crucially, he debunks what he calls the myth of the perfect standard. This is that idea that you have to be a perfect expert, a flawless speaker, or some kind of moral saint before you can act.
Right. I can't do anything until I know everything.
Exactly. And he shares these compelling anecdotes of real activists who are invariably imperfect. They're learning as they go, making mistakes along the way.
I think many of us have certainly felt that, that creeping sense of not being perfect enough to act. I know I have. So what kind of examples does he give that show us we're actually good enough to start right now?
Well, he talks about students, for instance, who start campus groups knowing very little about an issue, but they're just driven by a basic sense of right and wrong. It truly proves you're good enough to start now with what you have, where you are. The prerequisite for action isn't perfection, it's just willingness. And that significantly lowers the barrier to entry for so many people.
Okay, so once you get started, maybe imperfectly, how do you sustain that momentum? This is where Loeb makes a really powerful argument for the critical importance of community.
Yes.
Solo activism, he basically says, is a recipe for burnout and despair.
Absolutely. If you zoom out, the larger context here is that community provides not just tactical strength, you know, more hands make lighter work and multiplies individual effort,
right,
but also essential emotional and psychological support. It's where we share our frustrations, celebrate those small victories, and remind each other why the work matters. It reframes citizenship not as these heroic sprints, but as a steady long-term marathon sustained by shared purpose.
But given the scale of global problems, that can still feel overwhelming. How does Loeb suggest individuals find an entry point that feels manageable and effective rather than just huge?
That's a great question. He strongly suggests starting locally, where you can often see more tangible results of your efforts.
See something happen.
Exactly. And importantly, integrating activism into your life in a way that avoids burnout. It's about finding your place and your people. It allows passion to grow through participation rather than needing it to be fully formed beforehand. And it prevents that isolation that can so easily lead to just giving up.
That makes a lot of sense. Our culture often demands instant results, though. But Loeb reminds us that social change is rarely quick or linear. It's truly a long haul. That can be a tough pill to swallow for many, can't it?
It really can. And a particularly striking point Loeb makes here is his idea of unfurling. It's a metaphor for how change happens over time, often in ways we cannot predict or even directly trace back to our own actions.
Unfurling, like a flag or a sail.
Kind of, yeah. He reframes historical movements, like the American Civil Rights Movement, not as the spontaneous events or the work of just a few famous leaders.
Right, not just Dr. King.
Precisely. But as built on the quiet courage and the persistent efforts of thousands and thousands of ordinary people.
And he uses the detailed example of Rosa Parks, too, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Showing she wasn't just a tired seamstress who spontaneously decided one day she'd had enough.
Exactly. She was a trained, seasoned activist, secretary of the local NAACP chapter, part of a long, organized struggle.
So how does understanding that reframe our idea of success in activism?
It completely redefines success. It shifts it away from just winning big victories towards participating faithfully and building the groundwork. It emphasizes that our individual actions are like planting seeds. We may not see them sprout or the tree grow, but they contribute to a larger ecosystem of change that will eventually bear fruit. This perspective is absolutely crucial for maintaining motivation over the decades that true change often requires.
So bringing it all together, what does this all mean for the soul of a citizen? Ultimately, Loeb argues that living with conviction isn't about sacrifice, necessarily. It's about wholeness.
Yes. By aligning our actions with our deepest values, we combat those feelings of alienation and find a powerful sense of purpose and integrity. It's not naive optimism, he stresses, but a grounded hope.
Grounded hope!
Yeah, rooted in the decision to act regardless of the immediate outcome. He shares the insight that veteran activists, despite facing immense challenges and defeats, often express deep satisfaction because they chose to stand for something they believed in. It's about finding meaning, not just in the victory, but in the struggle itself.
Beyond this personal journey from apathy to action, Loeb distills several really transformative insights that, well, they truly stick with you. They challenge our assumptions and reshape how we see engagement.
Yes, these are the core messages that really resonate, I think. First, he powerfully confronts cynicism and learned helplessness.
That cynical smirk again.
Right. He argues it's a self-imposed prison, an excuse to do nothing, allowing us to feel righteous in our despair.
Oof, that's direct.
It is. And he challenges us to see that hope is not a lottery ticket you cling to. It is a hammer you use to build in a world that is unfinished. This reframes hope as an active creative force, a call to build rather than just passive waiting.
That's such a freeing thought, that hope isn't something you have, but something you do.
Absolutely. Then there's the myth of the perfect standard. This is a truly liberating truth, I find. It's encapsulated by the idea that we don't have to be saints to be citizens.
Yeah.
We don't need to have all the answers or be perfectly consistent in our beliefs. We just need to be willing to start, to learn, and to join with others. The path to engagement is paved with our imperfections. This just dismantles that huge psychological barrier so many of us feel.
And that ties directly into his point about the indispensable power of community, doesn't it?
It's the lifeblood of movements, he argues. It provides support, multiplies effort, reminds us we're not alone. Sustainable activism is basically impossible in isolation.
Yeah.
And he really makes you understand that the great movements of history did not succeed because of a single leader or a single event. These succeeded because thousands of ordinary people made the choice to act day after day in small and courageous ways, often with no guarantee of success.
Wow.
They built the roads that the great leaders then walked upon. This is so empowering because it validates the significance of even the smallest contributions to history.
Which naturally leads to his insight about redefining success, the long, slow arc of change.
Yeah. Social progress is a marathon, not a sprint. Success is found in the act of participation itself, not just immediate, large-scale victories. Loeb helps us accept that we may not see the fruits of our labor.
That's hard, though.
It is. We may plant a seed, and the tree may grow long after we are gone. Our task is to choose our ground and plant the seed, to act on behalf of the future we may never see. This, he says, is the essence of living with conviction. It's a perspective absolutely crucial for long-term commitment.
And finally, a core message that we've touched on throughout, ordinary people as the engines of history.
Right. He completely dismantles the great man theory of history. Major movements are built on the quiet, often unsung courage of thousands upon thousands of people. Your small acts have historical significance and become part of that unfurling.
Okay, this is all incredibly inspiring, but also practical. So what does this all mean for you, the listener? How can you apply these powerful ideas in your own life starting today?
Loeb's work is intensely practical, really. It gives us concrete tools to bridge that gap between concern and action. For overcoming personal inertia, for instance.
Yeah, how do you get off the couch?
Right. I suggest maybe conducting a personal audit. What are your go-to cynical phrases? What are your perfect standard excuses? I'm not an expert. I'm too busy. Someone else will do it. Just acknowledging them is the first step.
Okay, awareness first.
Then, instead of paralysis, find one small, tangible entry point. Volunteer an hour to read to a child at the library, or maybe start a composting bin if you care about waste. These small acts break the spell of helplessness and start building that muscle of agency.
So those little victories really matter, even if they feel tiny to us. What about finding your community and cause?
Maybe list issues you genuinely care about. Then find one local group working on one of those issues and simply attend one meeting, just as an observer.
No pressure.
No pressure at all. Listen and learn. And shift from feeling you have to find the perfect cause to finding a good enough place to start. Passion often grows through participation, not necessarily before it.
That's a great point. And to adopt a sustainable mindset, because burnout is real.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Practice celebrating small wins. Your group successfully lobbied for a bike lane. Celebrate. Your community garden produced its first tomatoes. Celebrate. This builds morale and resilience for the long haul.
Mm-hmm.
And really adopt that marathon out of sprint mindset in all aspects of life, personal goals, professional development, even parenting. Meaningful progress is almost always incremental.
And finally, what about improving communication and relationships? Because sometimes trying to talk about these things causes friction.
That's true. Loeb suggests, when discussing difficult issues, try leading with your personal story.
Mm-hmm.
I got involved because I was worried about air quality for my children is often far more effective than just throwing angry statistics at someone.
Connect on a human level.
Exactly. And recognize the soul in others, as Loeb puts it. A friend's cynicism might stem from unexpressed pain or a feeling of powerlessness. Try to approach with empathy, not judgment. This book really teaches us not just how to act, but also how to relate better.
The most valuable lesson from Soul of a Citizen for me is truly transformative. Action is the antidote to despair. It completely inverts our thinking. We act first, often hesitantly, imperfectly.
Mm-hmm.
And through that act of trying, connecting, and contributing, hope is born and sustained. It's a really powerful cycle.
You should walk away with, I think, a profound sense of relief.
Mm-hmm.
That you don't need to be a perfect hero who can single-handedly save the world.
Thank goodness.
Right. Instead, there's real empowerment in realizing that your small, consistent, value-driven actions have historical precedent and genuine significance. The book's lasting insight is that the soul of a citizen isn't forged in grand televised triumphs, but in the quiet daily choices to show up, to listen, to learn, to speak up, and to connect. It's about being a more complete, more connected, and more courageous inhabitant of your own life.
So what small, imperfect action will you take this week to tend to the soul of your citizen? See you next time with another remarkable thinker, another powerful book, and another idea that has shaped our world. This audio summary is brought to you by Akatra Foundation.